Hurricane Ian is almost a Category 5 monster. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. It's top sustained winds, just 2 miles per hour shy of that at 155.
This is going to be a nasty, nasty day, 2 days.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis expects a life-threatening storm surge, over a foot of rain in some areas, and catastrophic flooding.
It's no longer possible to safely evacuate.
More than 2 million people were ordered to leave their homes along the Gulf Coast. Hurricane Ian expected to hit land between Sarasota and Fort Myers this afternoon, then move inland and up.
Florida Emergency Manager Kevin Guthrie.
This will be a statewide event. This is going to cause conditions for flooding. Already started seeing tornadoes begin to form.
At least two tornadoes were spotted in Broward County, the Fort Lauderdale area on Florida's east coast. Storm surge warnings went up for the Florida Keys overnight. Schools are shut in much of the state, and power is expected to go out for millions.
Fox's Evan Brown in Tampa. There's news on two Capitol rioters. One was convicted, the other sentenced. Kyle Fitzsimmons from Maine found guilty of assaulting police who were defending a Capitol entrance on January 6th last year. Kyle Young from Iowa, who pleaded guilty to assaulting a D.C. cop, got a 7-year prison sentence.
Federal Judge Amy Berman Jackson said he was a one-man wrecking ball that day. Young tearfully apologized to the officer in court and said, "I hope someday you forgive me." Not likely, as now retired Officer Michael Fanone told Young he hopes he suffers in prison.
That's Fox's Jack Callahan. Shots fired in Philadelphia at a high school football scrimmage.
Four teens are recovering after being hit by gunfire late yesterday outside Roxborough High School, while a 14-year-old boy was killed in the incident. Philadelphia police say that the teens were headed back to their locker room when four shooters, who'd been waiting in a car parked outside the football field, jumped out and opened fire.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
Again, Hurricane Ian is closing in on Florida's Gulf Coast, expected to make landfall this afternoon between Sarasota and Fort Myers with 155-mile-an-hour sustained winds now. It's already made an impact in Congress. The Democrat-led House Committee investigating last year's Capitol riot and former President Trump's conduct postponed its public hearing that was supposed to be today. Congress is trying to keep the government open, working on a bill providing funding through mid-December before a deadline on Friday. That bill cleared a procedural hurdle last night in the Senate, where support is also building for changing an old law in reaction to the 2020 Trump election fraud claims and the Capitol riot.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell supports amending the 1887 Electoral Count Act.
The chaos that came to a head on January 6th of last year strongly suggests that we find careful ways to clarify and streamline the process.
The bill would raise the threshold for members of Congress to object to a state's slate of electors and clarify how states send electors to Congress. Texas Republican Ted Cruz says the bill is all about Donald Trump.
And nobody in our lifetimes has driven Democrats in this body more out of their mind than President Trump.
The House passed similar but more sweeping changes earlier this month. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
On Wall Street, the Dow could drop to yet another new low. Futures are down. The day after the Dow lost 125 points, the Nasdaq, though, rose 26. In baseball.
And the pitch. Chop slowly to second. Torres there. And the Yankees are the American League East champions.
The call on yes. The New York Yankees beat the Toronto Blue Jays 5-2. The St. Louis Cardinals clinch the National League Central title, beating Milwaukee 6-2. The NL East is all tied up now after the New York Mets lost and the Atlanta Braves won. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.